We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, here at 9:39. Brandon Peoples joined now by 51st District Representative Ron Hyland, who joins us on the program. He's from Wamego, but he represents a pretty wide area here of north central Kansas. Thanks for being here, Ron.
Thank you.
You won re-election here just recently, and getting set here for the upcoming legislative session. Is this the time of year you look forward to?
Well, it's a time of year with five counties. I obviously have a lot of meetings. I average 4 to 5 meetings a week with all the different county activities that people would like to see me come in and visit about different issues, but primarily now about what's going to happen in the next session. So I've been busy.
Yeah, and one of the things here that I understand is committee assignments have been announced, and you wanted to maybe highlight some of those here?
Well, the speaker called me yesterday afternoon, and then they published the list last night, and I'm on 3 committees other than the interim committees, but the 3 basic committees which meet during the day are agriculture, which he assigned me as chair of that committee, rural revitalization, which is a brand new committee that they created this year, and the third one is the commerce committee, which is covers commerce, labor, and economic development. So those 3 are the main committees that I'll be on throughout the next session.
As being announced as chair of the Ag Committee here, what are some of your priorities there on the committee?
Well, based on what the feds did, they approved the farm bill, and within that bill, they took hemp off of the controlled substance list, which opens that wide open. We passed a bill last year authorizing hemp research in the state of Kansas, staying inside the federal regulations. But now that's been removed, so we may have to go back and take another look at that bill. In fact, we may have to repeal the entire bill and start over. That changes everything. So that is a big deal for our committee, and that'll be the first thing we'll work on, I'm assuming.
And what for those that don't know, what are the regulations there that have been lifted on hemp?
Well, hemp was included, and if you believe the stories throughout history, hemp was used to make rope during World War I and then following that time period. And then with the advent of synthetic fibers being developed, they wanted to protect their new rope industry, so they included hemp within the marijuana, making that illegal and putting it on the controlled substance list, although there is no THC in the hemp product itself. So that blocked every state and anybody that wanted to grow hemp for the fiber and the oils. So now that that's been removed, that changes everything. The whole landscape changes. But we still want to do the research at our universities to make sure that we have the products that the market wants, and possibly a new avenue for income for our rural folks.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the big game changer right there, is that you could have a potential another crop that farmers could grow. What about broadband? I know that's always talked about here. Is there going to be more discussion on that here in the upcoming session?
Oh, absolutely. We've had a committee that we've been meeting and talking about that entire issue, and we've had experts come in. That gets to be, again, federal regulations come in to control on that, in that the people that want to do the broadband, they will bid on segments, areas within a state, and normally the large companies want those areas where there's populous centers, because that's where the money is. And they will take care of those centers, but rarely do they go ahead and take care of the outlying areas. And so that's a process. They bid on it, and the government then gives them total freedom in that area and block other people from coming in. So it's a thing we're working on with our federal representatives to see if we can't open that up a little more, so that some of the rural areas, there are small companies that would like to start up and offer some of those broadband activities. So we'll see. It's a difficult area because of the federal regulations, but maybe we can get some of that changed.
Yeah. These days anymore, it's a necessity to do business. I mean, and you ask anybody, I mean, if you don't have fast internet, you can't really do a whole lot.
Well, it affects the schools, mm-hmm. and as you said, any business that wants to start up without broadband nowadays, you're really hampered in trying to do a business.
All right. Some of the other committees, you mentioned rural revitalization. That's a new committee. What will be the focus of that?
Well, that's a brand new committee, and that one will be focused on, finally, as a legislature, as a state, we are acknowledging that our state, primarily rural, is behind in improvement, behind in advancements. And we as a state, if we're going to grow our state, we have to look at this seriously. We have to ask ourselves, what assets do we have as a state in our rural parts? And what can we do to help them become more of a player within the state economy? Right now, agriculture represents about 45% of our economy overall. We'd like to improve that more. It's shrinking because of the commodities prices and everything else. Land prices are starting to fall in some areas. So we need to take a hard look at this, see what we can do as a legislature. Maybe there's nothing we can do. But take a look at it seriously and determine if there's things we can do to help those folks and try to grow our state again.
All right. I understand we have a caller on the line here. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
It's important with that hemp growing that you develop a market so that they can sell it once they've gotten it growing, because it's too easy to grow and it's too plentiful of growth. The one thing that there is a demand for out here is the regular marijuana, and you're worrying about the money to do things with. You ask the governor of Colorado, he's got money run out of his ears now that they've got it legalized out there and in every other state around. We're going to be backward. We'll probably be the last ones to legalize it after the 51st and 52nd state are sworn in. You know, Cuba and where South Korea or something as state. We're so backward. But you need to think about that. There is an economic opportunity out here that's functioning, and if you're not supporting that, you're supporting the crime drug cartels out of South America and Mexico that have gotten all the money. Thank you for listening.
Well, if you look at the cost of their social programs in those states that have legalized marijuana, they are skyrocketing. And in fact, there are counties now in Colorado that are opting out of that and passing laws to ban marijuana because of the problems that it brings in. I am hearing so many sad stories about legalization of marijuana. Colorado may be changing their mind here at some point. I don't know. As for our state, I will guess, and I think there's pretty good probability, that medical marijuana will come before the legislature this year. Personally, I'm against it. We have an FDA that you have to go before and prove the safety, number one, and the efficacy, number two, and clinical trials. If they're serious about it, they have an orphan drug law where you can go in and it's a speedier process. If they want to do that, fine. I will be voting against it unless all those hurdles have been met. I don't want the state having the liability of proving a medicine, so to speak, and then having problems later on. I just can't see the need for it. As for full-blown marijuana, I don't think there's an appetite in the legislature to approve that product in our state at this time.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back with more from Ron Hyland after this, News Radio KMAN.